Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, let's talk before we get to the bats. Let's talk about the bullpen, because I mentioned it before, but I mean, really, we talked about in the last pod about how you're starting to see what it can look like at the end of games. Unsurprisingly, in case you missed it, Andrew Bilotti put on the IL with a arm falling off of his body because of overuse. The bullpen looked flat out awesome this weekend. I mean, Jose Alvarado is actually, everyone's saying it, but you know, we're Phillies fans, we'll say it, but he actually is the best reliever in baseball right now, legitimately. Soto has been unhittable for his last few outings. You mentioned it last time, even Kimbrel's getting big outs, got big outs last night. Sir Anthony looks back. I think of all the things we saw this weekend, the bullpen was the thing where you could be like, yo, buddy, that looked impressive.
Yeah. And we said it last podcast, and you know, James, part of what I love everything about doing this podcast. Like it's again, my favorite thing in the world.
Me too.
But the part of this podcast that makes me the most nervous, because like, again, I watch the Phillies for multiple reasons. One, it's my favorite thing on earth.
Yep.
Two is that I need my takes to be right. Like I just need what I say to be, because it's just like it crushed, dude. Like when people start getting all worked up in my, like,
I know.
It's just like, relax. Anyway,
don't read them. Saying, how many times I can tell you for years not to read them, and you'll never not read them. But God,
yeah, but like most of the time they're good. It's just like every once in a while, it's like you said. Anyway,
that's a good impression. I feel like that is perfect.
That's how I impression every mean Twitter person. Yeah, it's, oh, you said. Anyway, but what made me nervous is that last podcast we went so hard.
Oh yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Good luck coming back against Soto, Alvarado, Sir Anthony, Kimbrel, and even the Kimbrel's a little bit shaky, but whatever. Not anymore, baby. He's a Phil.
Craig Kimbrel's that about great. A bullpen pitcher, you know?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, bullpen pitchers come here to be great. That's what happens.
I just want to know the last, like, dude, they were up 7-3 in the seventh or eighth today. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I wasn't even stressing. Like there was so little. I missed the batter. I don't miss batters. I went to go and like hang out. I had to grab something for Jill. And I was like, I'm not even worried. Like, I know when I get back, there's going to be an out. Like I know it's not going to be a disaster.
Look at
again, good luck coming back against those guys. Like, just good luck. Between Soto having 98 in his back pocket with that wipeout slider. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're going to completely ignore the two balls to the wall today.
Yeah, you know what happens.
Well,
it
because happens. Listen, Charlie Blackman also got a little, bleeder that ended up in the hit. So that was BS. It was BS. Yes.
So you should take his head off.
Yeah, that's very, very fair way to go about it. And then, like, dude, I mean, Sir Anthony's back. I just, like,
yeah, he looked
awesome.
I
was worried at the beginning of the season, but I think they fixed his mechanics. You know, I know that you live for mechanical pitching talk.
It's literally all I want. I mean, we could just do an hour of mechanics talk and leave, and I would be happy with every episode.
But as I said, when he gets out of whack, it's when he's opening up way early and he's, you know, his stuff just is all over the place. And what he's done his last three outings is keep that back leg or keep the front leg closed. And it is allowing his 98 to be just a freaking bowling ball.
Yeah, so, it's so heavy. Like, it looks so heavy when he's on. You know, it's like you just feel like, how does anyone lift that baseball? It feels impossible.
Correct. And then, like, I think Kimbrel is, like, at least he's pitching with confidence now.
He's looked the last three or four outings, or two or three, whatever it's been, like, eye test wise, he's looked better. There's no question.
Well, he's actually generating whiffs. He's not walking the ballpark. His fastball is up to 96, I believe, the last time. So that's a good sign. The slider staying in the zone long enough to be, tunneled okay off of a fastball. So whatever. Like, Kimbrel is going to cause some games. I feel that way. But I think at this point, I believe you can trust him. He's going to be good more often than not. And then you get to Jose Alvarado, who I legitimately believe he's going to get Cy Young consideration this year. Like,
I think
because, dude, he can come in seventh, eighth. He can come in the ninth. If Edwin Diaz is getting Cy Young consideration last year, I will raise you a guy that can pitch any inning and multiple innings, and that is striking out 55% of his batters right now.
He's pitched like over 19 innings. I think he's got, he's pitched 9 innings. He's got 19 strikeouts and 0 walks. Like he's like 9 1/3 or something. 19 Dude. Strikeouts, 0 walks. Like that's, I mean, that's, we don't curse on this pod. I don't know how to describe without cursing. Like that's how ridiculous it
Stupid.
Is.
Well, now they flashed something on the screen in the ninth that he has like, he's throwing 100% strikes on 90% miles an hour pitches, but that can't be true.
Yeah,
because he's definitely throwing balls. So,
yeah. Maybe not many though. That's the point. Like very few.
I think he's walked one guy.
0 walks. He's walked zero guys.
0 walks.
0 walks. Okay. Unless one today. I was in the car, so but no. I don't. No, I was listening. I didn't think about. I think he has 0 walks.
He's just the best. He's just yeah. He is morphed into the best reliever in Phillies history. Like just when it comes to stuff and
in this like, moment, this guy right now, he's got to do it all season and stuff. But like right now, like just today, I would take this dude today against anyone we've ever seen in the Phillies bullpen. Right. Like Billy Wagner in his heyday. Like I'm trying to think of like, you know, man. Yeah, but even then we talked about Madsen. Last time. Like
it goes like
Alvarado,
it's like
Alvarado's nastier.
Lidge, Madsen, Romero for that little bit there, I thought was like Alvarado-ish. Mm-hmm.
But
Billy
the stuff
Wagner
wasn't quite the same. No, like Billy Wagner's the only one where you could look at and be like, oh, like obviously like the only one who throws as hard. But I mean Alvarado's stuff is insane, dude. It's insane.
Just think about it this way, right? Like Billy Wagner threw pretty much just 100. Like yeah. I know he like had a slider, but like Alvarado is 100, but
with
it
like
moves,
cuts and
like
sinks
it
and,
moves
yeah.
all over the place.
In out, yeah.
His cutter's 94.
Wagner threw 100 when like most guys didn't. Like now everyone throws 100. Wagner's 100 was faster than everyone else, but I'm with you. Like he didn't have the arsenal that Alvarado has. He just didn't.
I would put 2014 Stutz in there. I don't think many people would.
Of course. I can't believe we didn't mention him off the top. It's a bad job. It's a bad job. Bad job.
But the thing with the bullpen is right now, at least, is so these guys are obviously those four you feel good about, right? You feel good about Soto, Alvarado, Kimbrel, and Sir Anthony. And I feel like we're a mere, 2 weeks away from that being put on a t-shirt? I mean, I feel like it should be, but you feel good about those guys. And then I think Brogdon's continuing to like, he is such a confidence pitcher that like he needs some good outings. He needs fastball. He can't just be cutter changeup guy. Like he needs that 95 mile an hour fastball, I believe, to continue to develop into one of the guys that they can fully trust back there. But I think with Brogdon right now, and you talk about important aspects to a team. Like, I think they have their guys for when they have leads, but just as important is guys when they're either tied or down
down 3-2, 3-2, 3-1, those kinds of games.
And what they have to find now, James, in order to get this team back to being like top of the NL, is they have to find guys that won't extend leads. You know what I mean? Where it's like you're down 2 and you bring
keep
this guy
in games.
Just keep you in games. I think Brogdon's one of those guys. Like Bilotti getting hurt, like isn't the worst thing from the standpoint of like I think he needed a break, and I think
I agree.
He was clearly not what we saw last year. He's he threw a slider like a million feet out of the strike zone the other day. So and then the one wild card that we haven't totally factored in yet, which we talked about a little bit, but like dude, Matt Strom when he gets put back there.
Well, that's what we talked about last time. Yeah, it's such a difference maker. They don't have anyone like him there.
So, again, we talk about why is it okay, I think, to think that this team's more back than not back. The bullpen's rounded into form. I think the lineup's coming. I mean, they had 4 home runs today. There's a couple more balls hit out of the ballpark. Their average is still really, really good. Starting staff's, like, probably the one thing right now that's a bit up in the air. But also, like, Wheeler and Nola were good enough to win them ball games at this point. And it's almost like you have to hope that a month from now, it's like, okay, bang, there's Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola.
And you got Ranger coming back, you know, and we are both big Ranger Suarez fans. And we think that, you know, assuming, you know, he can get healthy and stay healthy, I think that's a real bonus for this team and for the rotation.